The 109th District Representative Troy Waymaster of Bunker Hill has introduced House Bill 2148 on the floor of the Kansas House of Representatives. And House Bill 2148 would prevent the future abuse of Kansans' property rights through eminent domain and other powers granted under the Infrastructure Investments and Jobs Act for National Interest Electric Transmission Corridors, or NIETCS, defined under the Federal Power Act. The proposed legislation prohibits future public electric utilities from using eminent domain powers and acquiring line-sitting permits for use on land designed within the new NIETCs in Kansas. Waymaster said that during the past few months, he has heard growing concerns from many constituents over the detrimental impact of eminent domain and line-sitting processes under federal law. Current federal law not only usurps Kansas's rights within these matters, it also violates the 10th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution and the state's obligation to its citizens. He said it was his intent to resolve these concerns with House Bill 2148 and restore protections for Kansans' property rights. House Bill 2148 has been referred to the House Energy, Utilities, and Telecommunications Committee, though a hearing is yet to be scheduled. The 109th Kansas House District consists of the entire counties of Ellsworth, Lincoln, Osborne, Russell, and Smith. And Representative Waymaster has served the 109th District in the Kansas House of Representatives since 2013. Governor Kelly announced on Thursday her seventh attempt to expand Medicaid, which has continuously faced staunch opposition from Republican leadership. The Health Care Access for Working Kansans, or HAWC Act, would expand the option of Medicaid coverage to roughly 150,000 Kansans. Governor Kelly has proposed expansion every year she's been in office, touting its benefits for rural hospitals, health care workers, and the state economy. During the 2024 legislative session, Republican leadership allowed hearings on a Medicaid expansion bill for the first time in 4 years after pressure from Kelly and advocates. In October, an annual statewide survey from Fort Hays State University found that more than 70% of respondents support expansion. Representative Barbara Ballard of Lawrence and Senator Pat Peaty of Kansas City, Kansas, introduced the bills in the House Appropriations Committee and the Senate Ways and Means Committee. The governor claims Medicaid expansion would create 23,000 new jobs and add $1.2 billion in funding to the Kansas economy while reducing health care costs and safeguarding struggling rural hospitals, as about 62 rural hospitals in Kansas are at risk of closing. Kansas is one of 9 states in the United States that have declined to expand Medicaid after the option to do so became available in 2010 under the Affordable Care Act. Expansion extends eligibility to people who earn up to 138% of the federal poverty level. Without expansion, an estimated 39,000 adults in Kansas are caught in a coverage gap, making too much to be eligible for Medicaid, but too little to enroll in private health insurance. The Super Bowl is time for people to gather and cheer on their favorite team. However, before the game kicks off on February 9th in New Orleans, the Kansas Department of Transportation wants to remind everyone to make a game-winning plan to drive sober, as alcohol-related crashes are preventable. Preliminary Kansas Department of Transportation data shows that 69 people lost their lives in alcohol-related crashes in Kansas in 2024, and nearly 1,000 others were injured. So, you should drive sober to save lives. Before the celebrations begin, you should create a plan that includes that hosts should provide non-alcoholic beverages and make sure guests have a safe way to get home. If fans choose to drink, make advance arrangements to use a designated driver, a rideshare, or a cab. If a friend is leaving a Super Bowl party impaired, take their keys. And if you see an impaired driver on the road, contact law enforcement. Kansas Department of Transportation Behavioral Safety Manager Gary Herman said to remember that in addition to affecting other lives, a DUI can cost thousands of dollars and impact your job as well as the rest of your life. In Nebraska news, a man will spend almost 4 years behind bars after getting caught with a large cache of cocaine at a Nebraska rest area. 40-year-old Nicandro Garcia Perez of Mexico was sentenced on Thursday in federal court in Lincoln to 46 months in prison for possession with intent to distribute 5 kilograms or more of cocaine. In June 2023, a Nebraska state trooper saw a vehicle with a license plate violation at an Interstate 80 rest area near York, and the trooper talked with the driver, Garcia Perez, who gave permission to search the car. Troopers said they found multiple packages of cocaine in the spare tire compartment, and even more bricks were discovered under the second and third row seats. In total, law enforcement seized 22 bricks of cocaine weighing 55.86 pounds. After Garcia is out of prison, he will spend 2 years on supervised release as there's no parole in the federal system.